Welcome to the PDC Classic. I'm Robert Hess.
And I'm Chris Anderson.
Chris, the PDC. You've been involved in the PDC for quite a while, haven't you?
It has been a while. I think the first one I presented at was in 98, I think it was.
Yeah. And, you know, the PDC has been a standard for developers on the Microsoft platform technologies for quite some time.
Yeah, it's always the big announcement, right? We always had tech eds, which were more the kind of existing technology, and PDC was always about what's the next big thing. And, of course, now we have Mix in there, too, and it's exciting.
A bunch of big things. All kinds of coming out. Now, what we're going to take and do in these little clips here is go back to some past PDCs and kind of show some of the things that were announced at those PDCs, some things they saw. Not everything, just a couple of the key bits going on. And in this particular episode, we want to take and look at PDC 2000.
It was a good year.
It was. And then the thing that we kind of forget is, you know, PDC 2000 was when .NET was basically released to the world, and the developers got their first glimpse of what .NET was.
Yeah, it was such a distinct memory of coming out of that first keynote, where, you know, they announced, you know, GUIDs are dead, and we're, you know, doing this whole new thing, and you walked out, and attendees were like, almost shell-shocked. I don't think anyone really expected that level of change in terms of the Microsoft ecosystem. It was just massive. And it was beyond just the APIs. Right? We had the new language. We had the, you know, rev of tools. We had, you know, all the web service stuff. I mean, it was a pretty monstrous PDC.
Mm-hmm. And what were you doing back in those days at Microsoft?
Back in those days, I was an engineering lead working on the .NET framework. I worked on WinForms, ASP.NET, the base class libraries a little bit, and so I was, yeah.
So you were in the bowels of .NET.
You
saw all the stuff that was going on.
Yeah, it was interesting because at the time, you know, one of the things that I would spend a lot of time doing was I would just produce a ton of code. Like, that was my main goal. Was that my primary reason I got paid was typing characters on a keyboard. We would get these changes, like, we've added properties to the language. And so you'd go through and you'd take all these places where you had methods and you'd have to switch them all over to properties. And then, oh, we've added events. Let's go add events to the, you know, tens of thousands of lines of code. And so it was a crazy time with just so much churn in the platform. And
you guys say, thanks. Just stop changing things and get my job done.
It got that way after a while. After a few Christmases of working over the holidays, it was pretty intense.
Well, we're going to take a look as a clip where Paul Moritz is actually talking about one of the key features, I think, that came into being because of .NET, which is the advent of XML. So let's take a look at seeing Paul Moritz talking about XML.
So behind all of this is a key idea, that we are building this new generation of software, our .NET generation, on a key new internet standard, XML. It's a widely adopted open format. It is being standardized and extended through the W3C process. Microsoft has been a key player in this. We were one of the early participants in the XML movement. You'll find names of Microsoft employees as authors on many of the XML specifications. And we'll continue to work with the industry to keep this a general open data format. We're extending it to also be useful as a way of actually stitching together computing resources. And a good example of this was the recent submission of the SOAP standard to the W3C, where Microsoft and IBM were joint authors on that standard. And a lot of what we're doing today builds upon XML and SOAP and additional protocols that will turn this XML basis into being the key ingredient in this distributed computing architecture that we're building out.
And then today, XML is pervasive throughout almost everything we do.
Yeah, it's foundational across the board. I mean, you look at it, it's the Office file format. We use it in XAML as part of Silverlight. It's pretty much everywhere our systems work. I mean, it's how web services work. It's how you send every document up to all the new Azure services platform, all that stuff. It's incredible how pervasive it is. And that's, you know, what, 9 years? PDC09.
Yeah.
It's pretty math, simple says. I mean, that's a pretty incredible amount of change in the industry.
Yeah. I remember also back in those days, it seemed that any session at the PDC, that had XML anywhere in its title was just full. You knew that that was going to be a full session going forward. I even wrote an article for, I think it was, you know, Site Builder Network or whatever we're calling it, MSDN back in those days, where just for fun, I stuck XML in the title of the article and had just enough mention of XML in the prelude paragraph to warrant saying XML, and that was the most popular article that I ever wrote, just because of XML being in the title like that.
Well, it was also great to watch people how badly they abused XML and how little, you know, we all were learning.
They still abuse XML.
Still abuse it. But I mean, it was. I remember at one point we were, you know, writing all these XML documents. We got tired of writing the end tags. And we're like, we should just make it be --/". We don't need to repeat the tag names and stuff. And so we had all these documents that were done that way because, of course, we were writing our own parser. And then we're like, oh, that's not how XML works. It's like, it was crazy because there was so much learning going on at that time.
Yeah, there definitely was. And the learning continues, and so does all the various announcements we're having at PDCs. We've since PDC 2000, we've had several more PDCs, each one with great information coming on to developers. And PDC 09 is just going to continue that tradition. I would like to say what sort of announcements we're going to have at the PDC 09, but, you know, that'd be telling.
We shouldn't do that.
Okay, well, thanks. Well, so hopefully you enjoyed this look at PDC 2000, and hopefully we'll see you at PDC 2009.